The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
We're the volunteer special constables, registered this morning by my good friend, the Chief Inspector of the Birmingham Police.
You Peaky Blinders can scare the Chief Constable, but you don't scare me. I've seen worse in the last war than you can imagine.
You're a very brave man. Very brave. But very foolish.
That was Barry Keoghan playing the role of Duke, the son of Tommy Shelby, as played by Cillian Murphy, in a new movie, Peaky Blinders, The Immortal Man, which opened in cinemas on Friday and is set for Netflix worldwide release on the 30th of March. And Barry joins me on the line now. Good morning, Barry.
How are you, Pat, you legend? You good?
I'm good, yeah. I'm just starting this new show this weekend, so you're one of our first guests. I'm delighted to have you.
Thanks, man.
Now, the role of Duke in Peaky Blinders, I mean, were you a fan of the series?
I was, yeah. I was a massive fan. And again, coming on board of this, I wanted to sort of stay away from, you know, going back and refreshing my mind. I wanted to have a sort of a bold approach to it, as Duke would, and a deliberate approach in the sense of, you know, not kind of paying homage to it all and being sort of like, this is my take. It's sort of bratty. It's sort of, you know, disrespectful. Not to the show, but just into his peers and that. And I think I wanted that to come across. A bit of naivety as well.
Yeah. We can talk about your character in the movie in a moment, but how did the role actually come about? Did you go looking for it?
I texted Cillian on Father's Day, actually, funny enough, saying happy Father's Day. And he got back to me saying, would you like to play my son in the Peaky Blinders movie? And that was a no-brainer. I mean, this is Cillian Murphy, you know what I mean? I've worked with Cillian on anything. And I've always said that to him. And he's always been so supportive of everything I've done, him and Colin Farrell. And I've always kept in touch with the lads. Yeah, so basically, go text your peers.
Now, you had appeared in Dunkirk with Cillian. That was back in 2017, almost 10 years ago when you think about it. And you'd been in touch ever since.
We've always been in touch, yeah. And funny enough, you know, even Dunkirk, I remember one of the first times coming home from Dunkirk through Belgium airport, and someone was like, you know, is that your son? You know, I always remember that sort of moment. I've not said that to Cillian yet. I think he remembers, but I remember that being two of us coming through Belgium airport and someone saying, is that your son? So it's mad how it works, the world and that, you know.
Now, I've been watching the movie and it's terrific. I mean, the setting, we're talking about wartime Britain, we're talking about the Nazis up to bad stuff. They're bombing Birmingham, they're bombing all of Britain indeed, all of industrial Britain. Very evocative setting. I think it's absolutely brilliant in telling. Did you know much about the whole thing when you said yes?
I did, yeah. Obviously, so when I read the script, the setting's there and the backdrop is there. And again, not to, you know, be disrespectful or anything, but it's sort of like the approach I've done to Dunkirk and many other sort of things. Like you want to be familiar with it. And if your character is over familiar with it, well, then get over familiar with it. But if your character is sort of, you know, not really, you know, in touch with it and sort of like doing their own thing, I tend to not go too deep into that because it can definitely dictate how you play it. So with Duke, I wanted them to know, you know, the offers that are on the table and sort of play that, like, okay, so you're going to offer us this amount of money and all we have to do is that. And there's an innocence to that and there's a sort of a danger to that that I wanted to keep fresh without getting tied up and the politics of it all, if that makes sense.
Now, the character of Duke, I mean, he's, I suppose, disenfranchised. He even says, I don't have a family, you know, even though he was begat by, you know, his mother and by Tommy Shelby. Does that resonate with you, that kind of character, because of your own, you know, difficult upbringing?
Yeah, and certainly in my later years of, you know, learned that family isn't blood necessarily, you know, and it's, I've also certainly learned that you know, everyone's human and everyone has problems and we're all just we're all trying at the end of the day. And that's in reference to my parents who weren't there. And I could see the similarities in Duke, you know, crying out for help and almost the attitude of why me and F the world. And, you know, and I had all of those sort of things as you would as a kid and any kid going through that. But when you get older and you start to realize that you're on a similar journey to your mom in terms of you know, getting better and being sober, and when you have a kid as well, a little boy, you put yourself in their shoes and sort of there's a forgiveness in that.
You talk about playing Duke with a kind of a brattish quality. I mean, I was thinking when I saw the first scene with you in it, early Oasis.
Early Oasis?
Yeah.
As in Oasis, the band?
The band, you know.
Yeah, cheeky and mischief. And, well, yeah, those, the Liam and Noel are Irish, aren't they? So there's a connection there.
Now, the characters that appeal to you, you know, when people saw you in Love, Hate, they figured this is the kind of role you're going to play maybe for the rest of your life. But that's not how it turned out. Whether it's the Banshees of Inisherin or Saltburn or now Peaky Blinders and Ringo Starr, which we will see. I think we'll have to wait till 2028 to see you as Ringo. How do you go about selecting the roles? Because I presume you can pick and choose now at this stage.
Well, it's the only place really I get to kind of, you know, we all want to sort of, you know, be open and vulnerable and you know, this craft, what I do, allows me to do that. And I think for me, it's when you look at a filmography, you look at range and, you know, Love, Hate and being typecast and that is then you go to Banshees and it's absolutely heartbreaking. But for me, it's just telling the truth, you know, and I want to tell stories that I can put myself into and bring forward a truth and a vulnerability that doesn't feel forced and that allows you to kind of lean into and see and feel it. So I do pick roles very, you know, very specific roles. And I look at the last five performances and go, okay, it's been in this sort of tone. I want to switch it up here. And I think with Duke, you'll see quite quick that on paper, he's Tommy Shelby's son and he's a menace. But when you watch the movie, I think it'll change your perspective on, you know, a young menacing lad into a, you know, not to justify his actions, but you'll see there's a heart there and there's an innocence.
Now, I know where you grew up. I went to school in O'Connell's around the Summer Hill area. I know Rutland Street, all around that area very well. And you've said that you hope that your success will give encouragement to people, you know, who, if you can't see it, you can't be it. You know what they say? So it still seems like a major triumph for you to come from where you began to where you are now. When you look back on that, what was the secret?
No secret. I don't think it's a secret because it's definitely something I want to share. But it's with kids in disadvantaged areas and kids with not opportunities and not just kids from them areas and that, just, you know, youths in general, you know, for me, it's about, you know, going in and doing a Q&A and having a kid see that it's not out of arm's reach that, you know, oh, Barry's sitting up there and Barry's got ADHD or Barry can't read or Barry comes from this area and or the foster care and look where he's at now. And it's using that platform and that profile to sort of make it realistic for them, whether they want to be an actor or whether they want to be a scientist or whatever, you know, because kids, the confidence, and I'm more alert to it now because my own boy, but they look for approval. They look for assurance. You could say one thing to a kid and it could knock them off something for the rest of their life. And you've got to be so careful and delicate that, you know, even looking towards them when they do something, being like, you know, it just, it gives them that encouragement. So I do want to, as much as I can, get involved with the communities and use my profile that way, rather than being on Instagrams and rather than, you know, showing up to events. I want to help and be involved with young people and helping them achieve what they want to do.
Well, Barry, I must thank you very much for joining us. Peaky Blinders, The Immortal Man, opened on Friday in cinemas and is set for release on March the 20th on Netflix. Barry Keoghan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Pat. You're a legend.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.